Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, you too. We're so glad to have you with us. Thank you. Wow, I bet that's quite the convoy to see. Wow. How long are those wind blades? Wow. We are live, and welcome, Sunday. Love you. We have a few. I can look them up, and I'll pull them up. Just give me a few minutes here.
I can pull them up.
the pledge is an opening prayer. Is that what you? Okay. All right. Let me get those. Welcome, Roger and Scott and Braden. Along with Sunday. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. Oh, okay. Well, I have those ready. It's going to take me a few minutes to pull up any Israel ones. All right, here we go. Let's pray our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again. With life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Of the declarations. All right. I think my order is not in the same as yours. Mhm. The Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Okay. I'm trying to think what group of prayers the blood speaks a better word. How about, all right. Wow. All right. Here we go. Our Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, you are. Roman, stop.
Hello. Thank you. Whoops.
I have found, a few of them that have mentioned Israel. I can pull those, the first ones up. Yeah, I have several here that are very included in. Not the ones I was thinking of, though, but it takes a while to read through these. So. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the first, oh, let me get this. There, let's pray this out loud together. The prayers, hopefully they're up on your screen so that we can pray these together in agreement. And this is for the billion soul harvest. Here we go. Father, we ask for the salvation of a billion souls in the Middle East and around the world. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region or any other into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask that you use the evil to open the eyes of millions of people. Give many visions and dreams revealing Christ. Release great signs, wonders, and miracles to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field of the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. And we pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from this demonic strategy to harden our hearts toward people in other nations and in our own. Cause it to fail. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people from every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in this part of the world. Pour out amazing grace, supply for their needs, protect them, and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent and make him pay. We declare that the plan of the evil one to stop the coming harvest will fail. God will make known his wisdom and strength through his ecclesia to principalities and powers throughout all the world. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, in Jesus' mighty name, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. using it in. Amen. In fear. Yeah, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, Dan has sent me a couple of the prayers here. He also sent the statement that was from Amir that says the UN General Assembly rejected the U.S. amendment to the proposed resolution on Gaza. The amendment included condemnation of Hamas. Wow. The UN Assembly accepted the proposed resolution calling for a ceasefire. The resolution has no binding force. 153 voted in favor and 10 opposed. And thank God one of the 10 was the United States, but it's just, oh my goodness. Even Pastor and I were talking about today, even when they decided to do the ceasefire for what was it going to be, 48 hours to exchange prisoners, even then Hamas opened fire and started shooting as they were in this supposed ceasefire. They cannot be trusted. So how can they expect this two-state resolution to work? Is it just can't. It just can't. Yep, I can pull them up. And then Dan did send two of Dutch's prayers, and then I have a few over our nation and Israel pulled up too. So, yes, thank you. Thank you, Dan. Yes. Okay. All right, let me, I'm on the wrong screen here to tell if I'm, okay. So I will share the screen and let's pray these couple of prayers together. And then yes, we'll pray over and name the 1040 window. Here we go. Okay. Yes, they do. Here we go. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does. The horrible grief and suffering taking place in Israel is heartbreaking. We ask you to help Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bring the suffering of all to a quick end. We also ask for the veil of deception to be broken off of millions of people in that part of the world, freeing them from spiritual darkness. Open their eyes to the light of the gospel of Yeshua. Let a powerful revival sweep through the Middle East. Continue to give dreams and visions to those in the Muslim world, showing them that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and their Savior. Show the Jews that he is their Messiah. And Lord, we pray for our nation. Thank you for so clearly warning us that we needed to pray prayers of covering, protection, and anchoring. We continue to ask for your protection and declare that Psalm 91 will be our portion. We pray also for our government that you would remove those who need to be removed in order for us to be safe and restored. Give us the leader we need in the House. But may your changes go much deeper and broader. Give us once again a righteous government. We pray these things in Christ's holy name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's a great prayer. Thank you for sending that, Dan. I didn't even remember that one. Here we go. This is another one that we have. Here we go. Father, we know how the story ends. You conquer evil once and for all, banish the serpent, and restore the earth. And we know how the story of this season will end. You will shake down evil and bring the greatest revival planet Earth has ever seen. You will not be outsmarted, outmaneuvered, overcome. The worthy lamb is the conquering lion. The gentle shepherd is the white horse rider. He holds the keys, and he is the supreme judge. We are following him. We represent him and his victory at Calvary. We are his reaping force, his liberators, and we move in his authority. We bind every strategy of hell to stop this great harvest, confuse the church, and steal our faith-filled hope. We are and will continue to release living water to the stump called America, and this stump will grow into a tree once again. Then we will release this living water as a river to the nations of the earth, and entire nations will be saved and transformed. Nothing can stop this. It has already been decided. Speak revival into the Middle East. We send these words into the airwaves, the atmosphere of the earth today, and declare that they will accomplish everything you intended for them. Not one will return void, because we do so in the name of Jesus. We command a shaking into the strongholds of darkness in the Middle East and around the world, and we release the love and salvation of God to people there. We pray regarding the decision being made in our House of Representatives this week as they meet today. Oh, and this was for our Speaker of the House, so we change this right now to thank you, Father, for our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and for the work you are doing through him. Keep him strong. In Jesus' name we pray. And then here we go to the last line. We decree that we, the Ecclesia, are steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, and this will not change. Amen. You know what? Let's still pray some of this, even though we know who our new speaker is. Okay, here we go. Let's pray from right here. Give favor to this person, Mike Johnson, and great clarity to the representatives. Silence the voices of confusion. We ask for your authority to rule completely over this decision. Fill the room with angels, and we bind every effort of darkness to control the process and determine the outcome. All of this we ask in Yeshua's name. Amen. 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 Yep. Yes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I'm trying to keep up with the YouTube comments, and I can't, but I'm hitting and missing. And Tracy has, welcome, Tracy, love you. Glad you're here. She has a statement in here. It says, Pastor, I had to unenroll my daughter from college because the left-wing agenda. She had told a so-called friend she was for Israel and was feeling threatened. So she will pursue her degree online. Yeah. Yep. And she had to take her out of the dorm. Well, yeah. And bring her home. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Isn't it? Okay, here, let's pray this next prayer. Is it still showing up online? Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, God bless you, Tracy, for standing up and protecting her and being willing to pull her out. I had to take her out of the dorm because she stood against Hamas. Isn't that something? Yeah, God bless you, Tracy, and her. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yep, amen. Amen. For allowing this. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Father, we live in troubling times. We're not the first generation to face times such as these. I think we may be, though, since this prayer was written, they have never been closer to the end of times and seen this happening. Jesus, when he was walking on the earth in his human body, experienced a troubled soul. He overcame this, plowing through Gethsemane, the cross, and everything in between. He knows how to give us peace and calm our troubled emotions. He is the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Shalom. We ask you to help the praying church in this hour keep all focus on you, not the waves or the storm. Through your strength, we can walk on any wave and rise above any level of storm. We are like the eagle using the wind. We do not fear it. We heed the words of the prophet and declare that our ways are not hidden from you, and the justice we need has not escaped your notice. We are family members of the Godhead, ambassadors of Christ Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit and part of an unshakable, ever-increasing kingdom. We are commissioned to preach the gospel of this kingdom and reap a worldwide harvest. This we shall do. In the name of Jesus, we bind the attempts of Satan's kingdom to stop the spiritual harvest in the Middle East, causing it to be lost through war and violence. We ask for a miraculous end to the influence of violent principalities and the destruction of the terrorist organizations that serve him. We ask for a miraculous end to the influence of violent principalities. Whoops, hold on. That wasn't going to work. Here we go. We ask for salvation to come to the people under this horrible control and influence. We ask you to bring revival throughout the Middle East. And we ask for a miraculous recovery in America, even in this time of inept and corrupt leadership and the bitter fruit we're experiencing from foolish decisions. Work miracles to preserve and restore us. Send the rain, the wind of your spirit to save us and use us in this great harvest. That is your plan. We ask for it to be manifested. Your word tells us that you love to save, and our faith is solid that this shall be done. We ask and declare these things in the name of Yeshua. Amen. We declare that the ecclesia will rise above the current storm and partner with the victorious Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Keep going. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, yeah, that's where the power and authority comes, though. All right. Here. Yes. Yeah. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Okay, here is the next prayer for God to contend with the enemy. Here we go. Father, thank you for your angels and protection from the enemy. Contend, O Lord, with those that contend with us. Frustrate the plotting of the shrewd and evil one, so the helpless have hope. We stand on your word and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses us in judgment, we will condemn, because this is the heritage of your servants. Their vindication is from you. Lord, we are spiritual warriors who remain faithful until victory comes. We pray for encouragement to all who join us in prayer. We care about all of our brothers and sisters. We speak encouragement, strength, and endurance to them now. We pray as Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith not fail him when attacked by enemy forces. Those who have fallen will get back up, and those experiencing hope deferred will heal. We release healing to their hurting hearts. Pray that physical healing will occur now. As people read or listen to this prayer, be healed in Jesus' name. As we all grow in prayer, may the spirit of revelation increase in our lives. Show us each our prayer assignment from you. Teach us to hear your voice. Only taking on your assignments, and may we all feel and experience your love to a greater degree today than ever before. I ask all this in Christ's never failing authority. Amen. And let's decree, we are authorized by Jesus, empowered by Holy Spirit, with our orders from God's word. Therefore, we take our position in Christ's army and fight in the spiritual realm until those we love are liberated and God's kingdom is advanced. In the name of Jesus. No. You want to do that next? All right. No, you're doing good. Here we go. You're whisper shouting. No, we can hear you good, and that's awesome. Here we pray over the 1040 window. Father, we pray for the body of Christ. In this 1040 window, we declare protection. The angels of the Lord surround them and protect them, Father. Give them great wisdom and insight and discernment as they bring your word to these lost areas. And we declare every provision they need comes to them immediately, Father, in Jesus' name. And all of these that are so lost, we pray, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord and they are your people. We pray this now in Jesus' name. And now let's name them. We pray for Australia, Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Benin, Bhutan, Brunei, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Chad, China, Djibouti, East Timor, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, North Korea, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, Libya. Macau, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Mauritania, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Burma, Nepal, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, the United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, West Bank, Gaza, Western Sahara, and Yemen. Yeah. West Bank, Gaza. Make yourself known to them. And you know, wow, what a position. What a position for God to be in. Because, you know, our instinct is to pray, make yourself known to them. But he knows the minute they know him and reject him, they're held liable for that rejection. And he doesn't, it's not his will that any be lost. And he knows that some would be, yeah. Not willing, yes, that any should perish. Here we, yeah, let's pray this. Father prepared us for this, is this prayer. Father, we thank you for preparing us to overcome in this season, causing an incredible movement of prayer to take place. Yes, thank you for a willing people that volunteered freely to cover the borders of America with prayer, decreeing again and again your pre-planned purpose for America, your forward. We know we are anchored securely by your angels, your power, and your mercy. As war takes place now in the Middle East and the shaking here in America unfolds, we declare that not only is our nation anchored, our faith is as well. We are anchored to you, Father God. We'll partner with you in this season, praying and warring for your purposes to be established throughout the earth. Through the church, Christ will see the great harvest he has planned and Holy Spirit has spoken of. It will not be stolen by Satan and his kingdom. We are confident that as you always do, you will turn the tables on hell and bring forth your purposes. We pray now for the body of Christ here in America and around the world. We pray for strength, protection, endurance, discernment, and bold fearlessness. Our trust is in you, and it will remain there. Your kingdom will expand. Your desires will be done, and we will participate in this outcome with faith and victory. This will be the finest hour of the glorious church Jesus is building. The gates of hell will not prevail. And we decree that Jesus has full authority on planet Earth. He rules an unshakable kingdom and is releasing this authority through his body, the church. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I Oh my, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My Lord Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, do you take me beautiful to be at all? In the name of Jesus. Let me pull up. We have a couple of different Here we go. Our prayer to be found faithful. Father, our prayer today is that we would be found faithful, worthy of the legacy left to us by Christ and those gone before us. May the Church of Jesus Christ in this nation find its voice once again, releasing that voice with the thunderous strength and power of Holy Spirit. Display your awesome strength and glory. Heal and restore this land regardless of what it takes. We will not fear this shaking, for our kingdom cannot be shaken. Give us the strategies we need with which to fulfill our role and the wisdom to implement them with your understanding and counsel. The greater one, Holy Spirit, is in us. We will listen to him. All this is for you, Father, for yours is the kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen. And we decree that the Ecclesia will fulfill the purposes of God in our generation. And let's pray this prayer together too. We are the cavalry. Lord, we ask for an increase of the boldness you're pouring into your Ecclesia. Pour the powerful oil of Holy Spirit upon us, enabling us to arise and make the boldest stand earth has ever seen. Light the fire of courage in our hearts and those in Israel, let's say that as well. Awaken love for truth so strongly in us that regardless of what hell throws our way, we won't speak unbelief. Instead, we will shout the promises of God in the faces of darkness, spiritual enemies, and a rebel government. Awaken hearts, infusing them with confidence. As we are moving into the time of the reset battle for the soul of our nation, we will run into battle with King Jesus and his angel armies. We will take back all that hell has tried to steal. We ask for Holy Spirit's aggression against hell's iniquity and thrones of darkness. We will not share habitation with them, and neither will Israel. And once again, we pray for those fighting evil in America and in Israel, in war, on legal and governmental fronts. We ask for the exposure and removal of evil prosecutors and corrupt government agencies. We ask for exposure of their dishonesty, end government lawfare and oppression, shake it down, bringing defeat and disgrace to those who pervert justice, defund them and their sources. Give brilliant strategies and perfect timing, and abundant resources, billions of dollars to those fighting for righteousness. Declare victory from heaven for those being falsely accused. restore justice and a pure constitutional government to America and shake down all else. And it is in the authority of Christ we pray and declare these things. Amen. And we declare that a supernatural reset has begun and that the ecclesia will now rise with unflinching boldness, advancing and taking back the land. Amen. Amen. A whole lot happening in there. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Stupid. Yep, when stupidity opens that big of a door, my, to the enemy. Yeah. And God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yeah. All right, here we go. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, yeah, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Yeah, amen. Help me, O Lord, my God. Is that the one? Thank you. Yeah, I think that may be this one. Yes, and he loved cursing, so let it come to him. Yep. All right. All right, this is a Psalm of David. Do not keep silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They've spoken against me with a lying tongue. They've also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. Hallelujah. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over them and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty and let his prayer become sin. That is always so interesting to me. Let his prayer become sin. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It is not funny. Yeah, just like the one today. Concussion. Roger. Yeah. And that's Roger, too, just saying Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest, and died a short time later, too. Yeah. So many like that. Like you just said, with the man with the Titanic and the yes, Stephen. Here we go. We're on verse 8. Let his days be few. Let me go back to 7 again. When he is judged, let him be found guilty and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few and let another take his office. We've said that many times lately. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Yeah. Do not ever repay good for evil. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Yeah. Verse 15, let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yeah, they're terrified. Yeah. Verse 17, as he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. Right. Mhm. Yeah, isn't that something? Verse 18, as he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it enter his body like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him like the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers and to those who speak evil against my person. But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your mercy is good. Deliver me. Verse 22, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is feeble from lack of fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to your mercy, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. Amen. Right. And, yeah. Yes. A quarter after nine. Yeah, amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they Yes, yes, and peace, yeah. From praising God. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. Let's change. Amen. Jesus' mighty name. Did you want me to finish reading this chapter or no? Okay. We're on verse 4. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. There won't be Gaza. Amen. 5, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth. And I will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as long as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown into it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen. Hold on, it just switched. Where were we at? It's Psalm 91. Or 109. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. That's not where. Or communion. Oh, I need to go get my elements. Hold on. I am. I had to go get my communion elements. We all became intercessory prayers tonight. Thank you. Are you ready for me to do communion?
Yeah.
All right. All right. If there is anyone with us tonight or in the future, you see this video, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there has never been a better time before to, well, any time before today, but today is the day to do that if you've not yet made that decision. If you have any questions about making this decision, please get a hold of us immediately. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube. You can also go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com, and our contact information is there. Please don't put this off. Jesus literally could come at any second, and you do not want to be left here after the rapture takes place. And the only way to get to heaven is through receiving him as your Lord and Savior. So tonight, after we get done, I'm going to read the verses in the Bible that pertain to communion. And then I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation on the screen so that you can read the words. We'll pray it with you and pray that prayer from the very depths of your heart, receiving Jesus. And you don't have to have all of your questions answered ahead of time even. You don't have to have your life in order. You don't have to have any part of the Bible memorized yet. That will all come afterwards. The most important thing is making that decision for Jesus and receiving him. So we will do that. Anyone, go get your communion elements now if you haven't yet, your cracker or bread and your grape juice. And I'm going to read these verses and then we'll pray that prayer together. So here we go. Right now I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting on verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work for us until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to judge ourselves. Amen. Amen. All right. All right, now I'm going to share the screen again and put up the prayer of salvation so we can pray this out loud. And even those of us that have prayed it 100 times before, pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication and refreshing to our spirits and souls as we pray it. So here we go. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that changes your life here and your eternity. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me. so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome. Welcome to the family of God. You just made the decision that changes your entire eternity. Please get a hold of us and let us know you've made that decision, or if you have any questions about anything, we would love to help bring understanding to you. We have thousands of videos that we could send links to you to help you understand, answer any questions that you have. All of our videos are on YouTube. They're free of charge, so please don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to hear from you and love to know that you made that decision, and please join us whenever you can. We're here. We have this wonderful family of believers called the Community of Faith that are with us on a regular basis, and they're a great support for your new walk with God. And our schedule is actually in the notes in YouTube too, so you know when we're on. So please join us whenever you can. And now you're welcome to receive communion with us. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'll share the screen and put up our communion prayers so we can pray those out loud together. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. This is the prayer over the communion bread, or New Covenant worship. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you counted it all joy in your suffering for us. And now let's pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Yes, go ahead, Phyllis. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for reading for us. Thank you for always being willing to help. And Brother Dan, thank you so much for searching those prayers and things up for us tonight. That helped immensely. And what a great night of prayer. And like Pastor said, we have accomplished much tonight in the heavenlies for Israel and everything that's going on. So thank you for being here and being a part of it. And we love you all. God bless your dreams and have a wonderful rest of your night. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for more prayer. So we'll see you then. And in the meantime, remember, we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Sure. Amen. Okay. We're holding on. Jesus. Amen. Are you done? Are you ready for me to stop? All right. Good night, everyone. We love you. Hi, love.
I'm on my second load already.
Really? I was wondering if that's what was going on after you. I thought I saw you drop off the first one, but I couldn't really tell. And all right.
Interesting deal.
That's one we just want to get rid of. What's interesting, Dio?
Just this whole evening. I want to reread the Christmas story. I was determined to do it tonight.
Well, I know, but you're going to have to, like, pause your app in order to do it. Just because, yeah.
But I wasn't supposed to pause my app. I was supposed to do exactly what we did tonight. That was a good program.
Yeah, it was.
Make sure you save all those prayers in some place where we can get to them easily.
All of what prayers?
All of them that we prayed tonight were great prayers to pray about Israel.
Oh, well, they're all in the Duchess prayers. It just takes a while to read them to find the ones that are specifically about Israel.
Take a while to read them if you'll just title them.
They are titled.
Yeah. this is a prayer for Israel.
Well, I have them titled like Prayer to Be Found Faithful, and
so then just add another.
And we are the cavalry, and
prayer for Israel.
All right.
Where do you save them in?
Office or open office.
Yeah. Because then you'd be able to search that as that. You can save the same document under many different titles.
Right.
And you can create one document with all of those documents in it that's saved under A Prayer for Israel.